Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Roberts. Batting second. The right fielder, Nick Markakis. Batting third. The third baseman, Melvin Mora. Batting fourth. The DH, Aubrey Huff. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kevin Millar. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jay Payton. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Luis Montanez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Juan Castro. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Daniel Cabrera. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The DH, David DeLucci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ben Francisco. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Shin-Soo Chu. Batting sixth. The catcher, Kelly Shoppak. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ryan Garko. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Andy Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Asdrubal Cabrera. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Zach Jackson. And now, play ball. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Markakis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garko fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mora hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francisco. Mora reaches second base with a double. Markakis moves to third. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera misplays the ball. That's an error on Cabrera. Markakis scores. Mora moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Ramon Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mora scores. Huff moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Millar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shoppak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sizemore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLucci hits a line drive into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Francisco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Francisco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sizemore moves to second. Johnny Peralta batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mora fields it and throws to first for the out. Sizemore moves to third. Francisco moves to second. Two outs. Shin-Soo Chu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chu hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Montanez. Chu reaches second base with a double. Sizemore scores. Francisco scores. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shopak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Montanez hits a fly ball into left field. Francisco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Markakis is 0-for-1 in the game. Markakis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roberts moves to third. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mora is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mora hits a line drive towards short. Peralta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Markakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Asdrubal Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cabrera hits a line drive beyond first. Millar can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Garko moves to second. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sizemore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sizemore is hit by the pitch. Garko moves to third. Cabrera moves to second. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. DeLucci is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLucci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Huff takes first base on ball 4. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Millar is 0-for-1 in the game. Millar hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payton is 0-for-1 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Peralta fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Francisco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Francisco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francisco hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Peralta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Peralta is 0-for-1 in the game. Peralta is hit by the pitch. Shinsu Chu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Chu is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Chu hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shopak is 0 for 1 in the game. Shopak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castro fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 1 in the game. Castro bunts in front of the plate. Shopak fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roberts for the out. Castro moves to second. Two outs. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Castro moves to third. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Markakis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Markakis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garko strikes out. One out. Andy Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a line drive into left field. Montanez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Melvin Mora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mora is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mora hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Garko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aubrey Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Huff is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Millar is 0 for 2 in the game. Millar hits a fly ball into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Hernandez scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 0 for 2 in the game. Payton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLucci is 0 for 2 in the game. DeLucci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ben Francisco, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Francisco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francisco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeLucci moves to second. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Peralta is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mora fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Rincon now pitching. Luis Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a line drive into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Castro is 0-for-2 in the game. Castro hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Roberts is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Shin-Soo Chu is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Chu is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Chu hits a pop-up towards third. Mora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelly Shopak, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Shopak is 0-for-2 in the game. Shopak hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Shopak moves to second. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Garko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garko takes first base on ball 4. Andy Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Marquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shopak moves to third. Two outs. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cabrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Marquez. Cabrera reaches second base with a double. Shopak scores. Garko moves to third. It's Orioles, 3, Indians, 3. Jamie Walker now pitching. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sizemore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Franklin Gutierrez pinch hits for David DeLucci. Rocky Cherry now pitching. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gutierrez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Nick Marquez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Marquez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marquez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mora hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Huff is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Huff hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mora moves to third. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fernando Cabrera now pitching. Ben Francisco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Francisco is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Francisco hits a fly ball into center field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Carroll pinch hits for Johnny Peralta. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll takes first base on ball 4. Shinsu Chu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chu is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Chu strikes out. There goes Carroll. The throw from Hernandez to Castro, and Carroll is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jamie Carroll now playing second base. Asdrubal Cabrera now playing shortstop. Rafael Perez now pitching. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Millar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 0 for 3 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez juggles the ball. That's an error on Gonzalez. Millar moves to second. Luis Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Montanez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Sizemore. Montanez reaches second base with a double. Millar scores. Peyton moves to third. It's 4-3, Orioles. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Castro is 0 for 3 in the game. Castro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peyton scores. Montanez scores. Castro moves to second. It's 6-3, Orioles. Edward Mojica now pitching. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roberts is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castro moves to third. One out. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Markakis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Markakis is walked intentionally. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mora is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mora hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francisco. Mora reaches second base with a double. Castro scores. Markakis moves to third. It's 7-3, Orioles. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Huff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Huff is walked intentionally. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Markakis scores. Mora moves to third. Huff moves to second. It's 8-3, Orioles. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Millar is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Millar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mora scores. Huff scores. Hernandez moves to second. It's 10-3, Orioles. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 0 for 4 in the game. Payton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Garko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Montanez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Montanez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Millar moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, Orioles. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Castro is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Castro hits a pop-up towards short. Cabrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Johnson now pitching. Kelly Shoppack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shoppack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shoppack hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castro fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Castro. Andy Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Garko moves to second. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Masahide Kobayashi now pitching. Alex Cintron pinch hits for Brian Roberts. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cintron hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chu. Cintron reaches second base with a double. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Markakis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Markakis hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Melvin Mora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mora is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Mora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cintron moves to third. 2 outs. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Huff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Cintron now playing second base. Guillermo Quiroz now catching. Alberto Castillo now pitching. Franklin Gutierrez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-4, Orioles. Ben Francisco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Francisco is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Francisco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carroll hits a fly ball into center field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shinsu Chu is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Chu is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Chu hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Kelly Shoppack is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Shoppack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shoppack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chu scores. It's 11-5, Orioles. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Shoppack moves to second. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Garko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garko hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Peyton. Garko reaches second base with a double. Shoppack scores. It's 11-6, Orioles. Andy Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gonzalez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez takes first base on ball four. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cabrera is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castro fields it and throws to third for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.